right. Update on the injury report. Did not practice today. Ty Warren, DJ Williams, Marcus Thomas, Quentin Carter's got just a irritated hamstring, and then Broderick Bunkley. Yeah.
What are some of the things you go through this week with your young guys, especially your rookies, trying to get them ready from the change from preseason training camp to
regular? Well, I mean, just, you know, just explaining to them that, you know, the quickness of the game, the execution of the game becomes faster because you got guys that have been doing it that are picked on 53-man rosters of everybody you play, and in this case, the Oakland Raiders. So they'll understand. You know, we've been coaching them that for 5 weeks now, and then but they'll adapt to it very well.
Noah Wire claims yesterday. Why was that you guys decided not to go that route?
Well, I think there was only a few guys that we even had interest in, and then at the end of the day, it wasn't enough interest to retrain a guy that's, for a guy that's already had 5 weeks of training in our systems, both offense, defense, or special teams.
Are you guys done? Is this 53 the 53 that'll be playing Monday night?
It's the 53 like it'll be all year today.
But you've had a lot of punt returners back there in camp, but several of them were involved in cuts. And what's your theory on playing a starting player like Eddie Royal as a punt returner? Are you philosophically against something like that? Would you rather play someone who's, you know, more of a reserve player?
Well, I mean, at any position you put out there at any time in the game, because it can be a pivotal play, you want your best players out there. So, that's always a concern, more or less, to keep them fresh than anything else. Every time they cross that line, they're at a threat to something to happen to them. So I've done it before where we've had a position player be the punt or kick returner, and we'll kind of hold on who we announce to be that, until game time.
What do you guys see in Will Height, and what kind of role do you think he will have?
Well, I think, we wanted to pick up a corner that was a veteran guy that's done it before. He's been both inside and outside. I think he's well-versed as far as understanding the NFL game. And, he was a guy we thought would improve us.
How do you think Demarius looked today, since it was your first real glance with the team?
Good. I mean, he's run around. He's been cleared medically. There was an option there to put him on, inactive PUP. But, according to our medical people, he's good to go. And, he's obviously a talented player that, we're looking forward to getting on the field.
What's going to be the process with him from kind of the coaching standpoint in terms of getting him up to football speed again?
Well, I think just getting him in football shape, pad shape, the normal things that you would, whether it was the, late free agent signings we had, earlier in the camp process or now, and that would have been true whether he was, started the season on PUP or not. They give you a window of time to get him in, football shape, and that's what we're doing now, except we're doing it earlier.
And what was Chris Harris? Do you think it was harder this year for guys in that situation because of the no OTAs and that?
Well, really, I think if you look at the trend of the league, I think it's actually been a benefit. Far more what we call CFAs made it, even than draft picks. I think with the 90-player limit, gave teams, more looks at those kind of guys. And, all they need is an opportunity. And a guy like Chris had that opportunity and showed well.
How about Mitch Unrein? He was maybe a surprise to a lot of people to make this active roster. What is him making it say about him, and then also about your defensive tackle situation right now?
Well, obviously, we thought well enough of him to make him a part of the team, and I don't know what people on the outside expected, but he was evaluated just like everybody else that got a spot, and we think he deserves the right to be on the team.